This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll head back to the Combine. Rich Eisen will join us coming up in a moment. Magic Johnson a little bit later on as well. We will get to your phone calls. I think we settled on a poll question, at least for hour one. I don't know if that bleeds over to hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, we're still workshopping something on the QB push.
Okay.
But most people don't seem to have a lot of faith in the Combine.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's up to 84% say that Combine's not really useful.
Okay. By the way, you can watch The Office like never before. The Office Superfan Season 6, now streaming exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can also find this show on Peacock.
Wow.
And over 390 radio stations around America. You can dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We talked about the GMs and coaches talking at the Combine. I put talking in parentheses because they don't want to say anything. Now, here's a classic example. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, and this is a big story with Tua, the decision, what are you going to do with him? And here's a head coach who tap dances, and he does so for 33 seconds and says absolutely nothing.
Well, I think, you know, like any other player, you factor in every variable. You know, I think, you know, one thing that, you know, when you're talking about those types of decisions, I think it's important to recognize that we have a congruence of interest by the Dolphins and the player, Tua, that we both want, both parties really want him to play at a very high level for a long time for the Miami Dolphins.
I think that's the first time congruence has been used on this program.
I think you're right about that.
Yes, but he basically did his best to not say anything. Yes, yes, Paulie.
There was a movie a long time ago, Spies Like Us, and Chevy Chase's character is like a flack for the government. He's like, and though for there as such as the Afghanistan, not a borderline material as you see it, as we see it, and that's what we're doing today.
What about the woman from
Miss South Carolina?
Miss South Carolina.
I believe that not everyone has maps, such as the Iraq.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
Every variable. You know, I think.
And the Iraq, everywhere, like such as.
Those types of decisions. I think it's important to recognize.
Help the U.S. It should help South Africa.
Congruence.
It should help.
Yay. Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. Host of the Rich Eisen Show, and Rich gets to experience all of this. You are Mr. Combine. How are you doing?
You know, congruence of interest sounds like that band that your friend is trying to invite you to come to the bar. I'm playing. Hey, I got my cover band, Congruence of Interest. Can you, you know, Thursday night, 9 o'clock, you know, you want to come see it? You know, like that's what it sounds like.
I think that's Jared Leto's band.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. It's a cover band. I don't know what they cover. But you know, it's just because again, this is the first time we're seeing coaches and general managers since their exit interviews, once their seasons ended, whenever they ended. And so we're wanting an update on things in the NFL media because we want things updated immediately. Yeah. And things can't be updated. It's just like, of course, they want Tua back. Sure. Does Tua want to come back? Yeah. Can his head handle it? Who the hell knows? Like, nobody knows. So, and that's the same thing with Rodgers, Dan. Like, we're all waiting for Rodgers. When is Rodgers going to give his decision? And, you know, Rodgers is being accused of, in many different parts, of being, you know, a diva or dramatic. And, you know, none of this, as you recall, compares at all to the level of drama that Brett Favre put the Packers through while he was deciding on his future.
Yeah.
I mean, there's technically still time before the new league year begins 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. I mean, if he was anywhere in the realm of Favre drama, he would say in 2 weeks after the new league year began, I'm out. And then 2 months later or 3 months later, say, I want back in. That's Favre. So we want things now and we want an answer, you know?
If I said that you could get answers to any situation, whether it was team or it was player, the one scenario that you, if you got that opportunity, would be what or who?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
What in the world happened last year? Again, I called Ravens and Browns week 15 on NFL Network. That was a Saturday game. You might have missed, Dan, because the Colts had the largest blown lead before it. And there was a snow game between Tua and the Dolphins and the Bills after it. You might have missed that one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Ravens absolutely, in starting Tyler Huntley in week 15, expected Lamar back before the end of the season, if not the following week. And he never came back. And you're hearing he wants more. He wanted more and may want more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. And that's the story. I want to know what went behind the scenes. Why didn't he come back? Is there something going on between him and the team, contract related then, as to why he didn't want to come back? Because he didn't have a guaranteed contract. And then of course it does play into what's going on with Burrow and the Bengals and Herbert and the Chargers and Geno Smith and the Seahawks and all of these quarterback contracts that are coming up. Who's going to want every dollar guaranteed? Who is going to make a stand? And Lamar plays into all of it.
Yeah, that I've had a curiosity about this for almost 2 years, Rich. And, you know, with no agent, and now there was information leaked to Stephen A. Smith where he doesn't want a guaranteed contract, which I was told that was completely opposite. Why right. wouldn't you want a guaranteed contract considering the way he plays and he's proven more than Deshaun Watson is? Why wouldn't you say, I want what he got, or let's start right there? If you don't want a guaranteed contract, then sign the contract. It feels like something there. It's square peg, round hole here.
Yeah. My spidey sense has been going off about it again. The Ravens, in my estimation, based on what I was hearing and what I was, you know, going to say and what I did say with Kurt Warner on that Saturday broadcast with the Browns Ravens, is he's expected back. And then he never returned and they started Tyler Huntley in a playoff game, Dan. Like, what is up with that?
Yeah.
And so there's just something that doesn't square, and I'd love to know all about it.
We're talking to Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. They will have coverage of the Combine starting later today and tomorrow, now through March 5th. We had Tom Pelissero on, and I said, how important is Bryce Young's height? And he said, not as important as really how much he weighs. Like, durability more so not his height. When did we find out how tall and how much Bryce?
I think the weigh-ins, Dan. I think the weigh-ins. They should have these guys weigh in like a fight, yeah, where they together and they stare at each other. And, they used to do it in public in underwear until Roger Goodell saw it for the first time truly and said, "We're not doing that anymore. We're going to do these weigh-ins behind the scenes." But long story short is it's in the next day or two. I have that information somewhere.
Yeah.
But look, there's tonight and tomorrow are the nights where it's really the most. Well, I know you heard, I heard your fans think it's not that important. The combine was created to get the kids measured and absolutely looked at by doctors. That's what this thing is for.
Yeah.
And now a lot of it is about meeting the prospects in an interview room. And everyone's going to get blown away by Bryce Young's football intelligence. You hear FBI as a phrase, football intelligence. They'll be blown away by his tape. And then there'll be somebody in the room who might be old school, just not tall enough. Just not tall enough. We're not going to go with a guy that short, and or just not strong enough, not big enough. And then there will always be somebody in the back of the room, a strength coach, raises their hand and say, "I got that. Don't worry about that." So I don't have an answer for who's going to be scared off and who's not. Daniel Jeremiah, who I'm doing the broadcast with, I had him on my show yesterday. He believes that Young is just not a fit for the Bears or the cold weather. And so folks will know that. And I think the Bears will eventually make this first overall pick available to whoever does fall for Bryce Young. It might be our hosts, Indianapolis. But in the meantime, they keep talking about their due diligence that they'll have to go through because they do need to make it seem like they're going to choose this draft choice for their own and choose it on a quarterback. And Justin Fields is just going to be strong enough to handle that speculation.
One of the topics that I know has already come up at the combine, I'm curious what you think about this quarterback sneak rule that the Eagles took advantage of and were really, really proficient at it.
Yes.
What would be the reason why the NFL would eliminate that?
Because they just don't want to play looking like a rugby scrum. They want plays where you can see who's lined up and fans, it's easy to see. And it's just not like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to turn the game into rugby. And it's just going to be a ring of people just shoving each other around. Like that's not what the league wants. But I do know that some folks believe it opens up possibilities that you can run other plays out of that formation, you know, and that there could be Statue of Liberty plays, you know, behind the back handoffs and you don't know who has it, jump passes and the like. So to me, the competition committee, when they meet, they need to do three things. They need to make roughing the passer calls that have been thrown, flags that have been thrown for roughing the passer. They need to send that thing to the sky judge, which they don't refer to it as that. They call it replay assist or video assist that is used to sometimes spot the ball or know that somebody's knee was down, so forward progress stops. There's enough time. Let the refs huddle. Let somebody take a look at it upstairs and review it and tell the guys or ladies, pick it up or it's good. And then make the call. That's number one. Number two is we got to get rid of fumbling the ball through the end zone, giving the ball back to the defense. I hate that rule with a passion.
Yep.
A team gives up 90 yards on defense, but they get the ball back because somebody fumbles the ball 1 inch beyond the pylon as opposed to 1 inch in front of the pylon, which would cause them to keep it. And the third thing they need to do is give me a damn seat on the competition committee already so I can get in the room and pound the table, Dan.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I am somebody that should be in that room. There is an I in Rich and Eisen, so I'm using this platform for myself.
Well, correct. I helped John Facenta get into the Hall of Fame. Now I needed a new task.
Influence.
I woke up today and I said to my wife, I need a new task. I need a new mission, a crusade. And now I have it.
Get me in the room.
Get Rich Eisen on the competition committee.
Yeah, they should. Somebody should represent the fan. You always hear that, you know, let's change the catch rule. If it's 50 people in a bar, they can tell it's a catch, then let's change the catch rule. You know, 50 people in a bar, they can change the tuck rule. Let's change the tuck rule. Let me represent the 50 people in a bar. It may be a wine bar, but bar nonetheless.
Bar none.
or nonetheless.
I would love if we went to the 50 people in a bar to decide some of these calls in the NFL.
Yes.
Was that
a
catch?
Yes.
Yes!
Let the refs huddle up. Let's go to some bar in Iowa and let's get it done. Correct. Right in the heartland.
Have fun there.
Thank you, DP.
Good to talk to you as always. That's the popular Rich Eisen, NFL Network host and a host of the Rich Eisen Show. Sneak in a phone call or two. Once again, Magic Johnson in an hour from now. Doug in North Carolina starts this off. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, in the first hour, you were talking about a phrase you wanted to retire, and I'm using that as an opportunity to beg you and the Danettes to retire another phrase from the show. I've been listening for 3 years, and there's a phrase that I've heard about 10,000 times. I think Polly is the worst offender, but I can't stand "don't sleep on." I just hate that phrase, and I think I've heard Polly say "don't sleep on a meatloaf sandwich" before. I'm begging you to retire that one as well.
Okay. All right. Let's go around the room. You know, maybe the audience can tell us there's other, you know, phrases that are used on this show. I'm saying that I need to retire draft capital. I heard that probably 10 times yesterday on ESPN, draft capital. That the Bears, you know, if you trade Justin Fields, the draft capital, the number of teams in the first round who have two picks, therefore they have a lot of draft capital. Yes, Paul.
I just saw this note. They have the amount of the compensatory picks, Dan. The fewest picks in the draft, the Broncos, Panthers, and Vikings only have 5 picks in this draft. Those teams are low on
draft count.
That's it.
Yeah, but DC. We don't do that. No. We don't bring up the DC phrase. We don't do that anymore.
So nope. Don't sleep on. I got to. How about this? Never nap on the abilities of never nap on.
No, no.
Don't snooze.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break.
Sounds like a lot of fun, though, if you just open the floodgates. Like, hey, tell us everything else that annoys you about the show.
Our show.
Yeah, 5 hours.
Yeah, you're right.
There's your extra hour for it.
Yeah, my bad. We probably shouldn't open up that Pandora's box there. Hey, where are we on Tailgate Moonshine?
Oh, man, we are extremely close.
Okay. By the end of the week.
Perhaps as early as tomorrow.
Okay, this is the new batch.
Yeah.
This is salted caramel moonshine.
There's a very good chance that tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, there'll be a new batch put up for sale. Very good chance.
Okay. And as a heads up, the last two times we did it sold out in less than 40 minutes.
They go quick.
But we'll let you know. We got to check with our distributor. Want to make sure everything's perfect and you could get the moonshine. We have a couple of new flavors coming up later on in the spring, in the summer, even the fall. And I came up with one for Christmas.
Let's go!
Already. But, yeah, we're very proud of this. And judging by the reaction from the audience, you appreciate it as well. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up back after this Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. I always recommend it. And even when I'm not doing my show, Simply Safe Home Security. Trusted by experts and customers alike. They have designed with cutting-edge technology backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, the best home security. And it depends on what you want. You want the full arsenal. You want all the bells and whistles. You can do that. But there's so many great things, okay? No contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. They have Fast Protect technology only from Simply Safe. Now, what that does, they capture critical evidence verifying that the threat is real. Then you get priority with the police dispatch. You can lock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere on your phone. They've been named best home security for the last 3 years, U.S. News and World Report. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I don't even know the name of this band.
This is one from me.
Okay.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that Marv was handling the music here. You were Casey Kasem.
Who's Casey Kasem?
He used to do the...
Top 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Casey Kasem.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't know if this is coincidence or by design, but this just in... As a result of an ongoing investigation into the January 15, 2023 fatal crash that occurred in Athens, Georgia, the Athens Clark County Police Department has secured arrest warrants for Jalen Carter for reckless driving and racing. He, of course, is the Georgia defensive tackle and expected to be one of the top five picks in the draft. He's also scheduled to meet with the media at the Combine at 10:30 Eastern. The investigation found that Chandler LaCroix, driver, and Jalen Carter, who was driving another vehicle or operating their vehicles in a manner consistent with racing shortly after leaving the downtown Athens area at around 2:30 a.m., LaCroix's blood alcohol concentration was 0.197 at the time of the crash. Investigators determined that alcohol impairment, racing, reckless driving, and speed were significant contributing factors to that crash. Now, there's nothing that says attaches Carter to alcohol. I don't know what his blood alcohol level was. They don't have that in the report here. But Jalen Carter was scheduled to meet with the media, and that was going to be at 10:30 Eastern. Yeah, Paulie.
According to a couple of reporters who were at the Combine, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, they were going to have Jalen Carter and a number of different draftees with little podiums and do take questions, almost like a media night, media day, and no one has come out yet, and it might be on hold for a little bit.
I would think so, if I'm Jalen Carter, that I need to gather... I got to get my agent on the phone and perhaps a lawyer here, and you're probably not going to be speaking to anybody. I would assume that. One of the other topics going on at the Combine, really with the NFL, is the quarterback push play. And the Eagles were very successful in the playoffs, certainly in the Super Bowl. The general manager of the Eagles, Howie Roseman, was asked about that play.
Yeah, I think it's a better question for Coach Sirianni. All I know is everything we're doing is legal and it works. And just because people do something that's really good doesn't mean it should be outlawed.
Looking back on, is that okay?
I don't have enough money to get fined.
Okay. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach. And it starts with this question.
What are your thoughts on the possibility of outlawing the push play?
Yeah, you look at that and you think, I think some defensive coaches are bringing that up right there. But, we'll play whatever rules that they have. I think it was obviously a very successful play for us, right? And you guys would know the numbers a little bit better, and I haven't hit my self-scout stuff yet. But very successful play for us. But it wasn't the only thing we were doing off of it, right? And I think we had some exciting plays that came off of it when the defense was trying to stop, the play that they thought was coming. And that's kind of what football is, right?
The Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel, was asked about the push play.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that every team in professional football has attempted the quarterback sneak. And so anytime you're entering the grounds of 100% attempt, but then you have one team that does it that level of certainty of outcome, that high of a percentage, there will be attempts to recreate it. However, I wouldn't expect it to have the same residual results. I would, I'll abide by any rules. I don't know. I feel like we're tampering again.
You talked about
can you get in trouble for a rule that hasn't been made yet?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
You can't break a rule if it's not a rule.
You're right. Yeah. I hope the rule's not changed.
There you go.
All right. A little levity there. Combine. It just feels like the Eagles found a loophole and took advantage of it. I don't know why that's a problem. Now, the NFL can say, well, player safety. Like, that can always be the exit strat. Well, player safety. I don't know. Are you putting your quarterback in an unsafe position? That should be on the Eagles. That are you putting him in, a unsafe, situation? And they're going to say, well, no, he's not. But I'm just looking at the NFL. How does the NFL satisfy all the other owners and the competition committee and say, oh, we're not going to do this, and here's why? And I don't know what that answer would be. Yes, Eden.
Mike McDaniel had another quote, too, where he was talking about the push play, and he was like, as a coach, he thinks it's awesome that when everyone knows the other team, like what that play, what that team is running, what play that team is running,
yeah,
and you still can't stop them, that a team operating that level of just execution is awesome to see.
I love it because it's just mano a mano. My team, and we're coming, and you could see this in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs knew it was coming and couldn't do it. Chris Jones one time, jumped up and tried to get Jalen Hurts. They had no idea how to stop this. I don't have a problem if they continue to use this. Yes, Eden.
And the idea that this one play is then going to lead, the NFL into becoming rugby, and it's just going to look like one scrum the whole time is a little silly. Come on. That's a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, we're not going back to 1908.
How many times do they even run this play in a whole season compared to everything else? It's a little bit extreme.
Although, if I was the Eagles, I would have run it every play in the Super Bowl because they weren't stopping it. Yeah, Paul.
One thing Mike McDaniel brought up that could be a concern for the league is that it's now almost a sure thing when the Eagles run this play. And they don't like sure things. They like drama. And that's why they moved the extra point, because the extra point was an afterthought.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they use safety as the guys to get rid of pushing the ball carrier. One thing I would bring up, though, if you're going to allow pushing, the defense should be allowed to push. Now, they can push their linebackers, could push the linemen on quarterback sneaks. I'm sure they could do that. But they don't allow them to do it on kicks. So let's say there's a field goal, and I have two defensive linemen right on the gaps. Can I push those guys through? Can I put four guys? That is illegal right now.
Yeah.
So that means it's a benefit for the offense and a ding for the defense.
Yeah. Another benefit for the offense.
Yeah.
All right, let's go around the room. We'll vote. And since there's five of us, we'll be able to come up with a majority here. Todd, will the NFL have the push play next season?
Yes.
Seton.
So it's will they?
Yeah.
No.
Marv?
No.
Paulie?
No, they will not.
Now, I'm going to say, yes, they will. Should they allow this play? Todd?
They should not.
Seton?
Yes, they should.
Marv?
Yes.
Paulie?
No.
I would say yes, they should. Did we decide anything there? Are they keeping it?
Go around the room. Todd, did we decide anything there?
We did not.
Seton, did we decide anything?
No, we did not.
Marv? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right with it. No. And it may be boring because, you know, everything in the NFL has to do with passing and big plays, and that one has a rugby feel to it. Yeah, Seton.
I get that some plays, like say, like on the field goal, like we were talking about, right? Or maybe you can't line up over the center because it's dangerous for the center, right? Yeah. That's got to be done through some history and some, this is obviously a dangerous play. For that one specific player, we're going to save them a little bit.
Yes.
But this one, this just, it doesn't feel like there's a history of injuries that are coming from this. It just feels like the Eagles are too good at it this season, so let's get rid of it. And that feels silly.
Yeah, Paul.
It is weird, though, how arbitrary the NFL rules are. You could push the ball carrier. You can't pull the ball carrier. What's the difference? You know, like if I'm an offensive lineman and I see Jalen Hurts rushing, you're trying to struggle for a first down, I can go behind him and push him in the butt, but I can't grab him by the jersey and pull him. What's the difference? You're trying to help him.
Chris in Puerto Rico. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Long-time listener. I'm waiting for a flight, and I was listening to your guys' show, and I watched the Eagles run that push play, and it brought me back to my electric football days as a youngster. My cousins used to play, and they would surround the ball carrier with all those guys. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with electric football. I think you and I are about the same age.
Yeah.
So they would put all these guys around the guy carrying that little felt thing that was the ball, and then they turned the machine on, and the thing would roll. And they would just plow through everything. And I would go absolutely bananas. And I was like 9 years old and scream. But every time I see that play, when I saw him running it, I'm like, this is electric football. It's turning into
electric
football.
Chris, you needed a competition committee for electric football. I mean, that's plain and simple. I'm gonna blame pilot error here on your part. Needed a competition committee. Couple more phone calls in here. Let's see. Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Hi, Gibbs. Welcome back.
Hey, DP. Couple of things. One phrase I think we can get rid of now is high motor. I know it's overused. I think we can get rid of that. And I want a one show request from you guys. I think Rich, and I was hoping you would bring this up in the interview. Great interview, by the way, as always. He ran the 40-yard dash last year, and I believe he clocked out at 6.16. And I was wondering if we could get a Danette combine on Friday for Meet Friday.
Run the 40-yard dash?
On the 40-yard dash, I'd love to see Fritzy run a 3-cone, but does any Danette think they can take down 6.16?
Let's see. Does anybody think they're faster than – now, see, I want to be careful here because I've done this before with Rich where I go, I could run faster than that. Rich is raising money. Rich did this on his own. Rich wasn't going, hey, we're in competition. It was how fast can I run this? Can I get better? And he was raising money. For St. Jude's. And so that's where I don't want to get into this, hey, we're faster than Rich Eisen, because then it takes away from what Rich is doing, and he's raised a lot of money. But that said, I would like to, Fritzy, you know, the only cones he's taken down are ice cream cones.
Facts.
Yes.
Spitting facts.
Let's see. Marvin said he used to be fast. Didn't you?
Oh, I could run under six.
Right now?
Casually. That
right now you
under six,
yeah,
40 yards under 6 seconds.
You just said you could.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say under five. I said under six.
Okay. That's all I ask. Why? What's going? This doesn't have to be contentious. I just said, can you beat that? Let me try it again, Marv. Do you think you could better Rich Eisenstein?
I think I can.
Okay, that sounds a little better. All right. Seton, do you think that you could run 40-yard dash under 6 seconds?
I really have absolutely no idea. I would say probably not at this point. but yeah, I really don't know.
I think you could.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you could. Todd?
Not in very good shape.
Todd, I don't think you could.
Thinking about an 8.83.
I don't think.
Which I could live with.
Could you run a 40 under 10 seconds?
That's very insulting. I would hope I can do that. Can you put like one of those, you know, pizzas attached to a string and then you're, like you're running after? You got to give me like a goal.
If I have little miniature hot dogs.
Yeah, like the rabbit with the carrot.
Yeah.
Then for okay. sure. Maybe I'll even break 8 seconds.
Okay. Paulie, the most competitive guy in the room. Could you run under 6 seconds, 40-yard dash?
I always think I could run faster than whatever of name course. You brought up. It seems like Rich probably is in pretty decent shape. He looks in pretty decent shape when I see him. And he's not a heavy guy. And I think he trains for this a little bit. I bet that time is tough. That said, I think I can.
But you can be in good shape. That doesn't mean you're a good athlete.
No, but this is not an athletic event. This is Rich's running straight ahead.
There's athleticism in here.
Yeah. By Friday? What is it today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How about Friday next year? No, I think I could.
Yes, Todd.
Doesn't he run that like in a suit and tie? I don't know what kind of shoes he has on. Yeah. You got to factor that in.
Do you know that my brother, my oldest brother, tried out for the Oklahoma Outlaws of the USFL? I think Doug Williams was with them, and they had a tryout. And my brother was going to work, and he had wingtips on, and he had a shirt and tie, and he played college football, and he decided that he was going to stop in and do a 40-yard dash. He was going to try out in wingtips and a shirt and tie. And he made the front page of the Cincinnati Inquirer where you just saw him run. He didn't tell us. Next thing you know, he's on the front page where he's running to try to, you know, make a USFL team, the Oklahoma Outlaws.
On his lunch break?
Yeah. Or I think it might have been he was going to work and decided he wasn't going to go to work. He was just going to go try out. And I respect it. Now, he did, I think he did a somersault, like he tripped up and, you know, but, it, you know, he completed the process there. He didn't get signed by the Oklahoma Outlaws. Glenn in Pennsylvania. Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good, good, good. I want to weigh in on this thing with this push play. And if, just give me a few seconds to formulate this thought, because if you remember back, every time anybody in the NFL does anything really good for a period of time and sort of dominates it, they always change a rule. So it wouldn't be the first time they did this to someone just because it's the Eagles. Think back to Colin Kaepernick running all over the Packers that year in the playoffs. And all of a sudden they're like, you know what? You can hit the quarterback again, even though he's running outside of pocket. He's now a runner. And so they kind of changed that up a little bit. Then they were like, remember all the guys crossing routes in the NFL by receivers, can't hit a defenseless guy. All of a sudden, you know, they made that, they outlawed that. They made that harder, that play. And how many times were protecting the quarterback? You can't hit the guy after he throws the ball, even if you were in the act. There's so many things that once a team seems to do it with any consistency and do it really good, the NFL says, well, we got to like take a look at this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't have a problem with what the Eagles did. If you're telling me that it doesn't impact safety measures and it feels like everything is about, oh, you got to protect the players. Okay. Like, just tell me how that's impacting player safety. Like, what kind of study do you have on that? I just think the Eagles found that they did something really well. And now it's up to the NFL to catch up with them. I don't think you go, no, you guys did it really well. We're going to take it away from you. I don't think it's fair to the Eagles. Let me take a break. More phone calls coming up back after this. Every week we talk about Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Wait a minute. Didn't you say yesterday that I get to see the Panini trading cards today?
I think I said this week.
Oh, that's right. By the end of the week.
Yeah, yeah. Now, maybe tomorrow.
But are these basketball trading cards? Are they?
You're going to have to wait to find out, Dan. That's a tease.
All right. Panini America, the official trading cards of Seton O'Connor, apparently, not the Dan Patrick Show. You can check out the NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs, or Panini has a public auction that's on the site, and you'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Keep an eye out for the Panini NFT platform, unique one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, the official products from the NBA, NFL, UFC, FIFA World Cup, collegiate sports, Panini NFT trading cards. Visit paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading card cards, and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right. The one phrase I don't like. I like the song. If he would have said fastball by you, speedball by you, I don't know.
It just sounds better, though.
A speedball?
Yeah, like it just works better in the song.
Paulie actually did research on the speedball.
How sad is that?
Yeah.
We did find that the phrase was used in like the 40s and 50s in some media outlets for a person who threw the ball fast. But it never really caught on. Like, it wasn't an actual pitch, like the fastball, curveball, slider.
Yeah.
But the phrase had been used in the olden days.
And then it became something else in the drug culture later on with a speedball.
Less positive.
Yes. Worst results. But, Springsteen with a speedball by you. Make you look like a fool, boy. Okay. Let's see. Oh, do you guys realize the Bucks have won 15 consecutive games? Exactly. I didn't think so. Giannis is not going to win the MVP this year. Feels like it's the Joker. Now, the Joker had his 100th career triple-double. He had that last night. Nuggets had a win over the Rockets. They are 24-0 when he has a triple-double. They've won 28 straight games. dating back to last year when he has a triple-double. So out of his 100 games where he's had triple-doubles, the Nuggets are 82-18.
Stat of the day, stat of the day,
pop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that one.
Stat of the day.
But I think we get caught up in the triple-double again. Just like Russell Westbrook Jr. III. It's so simple. Oh, my God, he averaged a triple-double. You know, the last person was Oscar Robertson who asked. So there was history. There was a Hall of Famer attached to it. And everybody bought into Russell Westbrook was the most valuable player because he had an average of double figures in points, rebounds, and assists. And the Joker, the stats are wonderful. And they've played well this year in a very difficult Western Conference. A lot of competition there. Do you factor in lack of postseason success moving forward? So he's going to move into this category. Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and Larry Bird. Those are the guys who won 3 MVPs in a row. Mike never did it. Magic never did it. Kareem never did it. And I think there are some old school voters, writers, who probably look at this and go, really? The Joker? Back to back to back? How many players have had a season where they average more than 30 points, more than 12 rebounds, and more than 5 assists per game? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it in 1972. That's the last player. Giannis is averaging 31, 12, and 5. They've won 15 games in a row. But he's not going to win the MVP. Joel Embiid's not going to win the MVP. Although he doesn't deserve the MVP this year. Although he's scoring a lot. Giannis is now in Patrick Mahomes territory. It's like, yeah, okay. Of course he's great. But the Joker is still unique, it feels like, because you don't usually watch him. If it's a highlight, it's probably going to be a nice pass. It's not going to be maybe a three. It's not going to be a dunk. Not going to be a block shot. He doesn't fit in with today's highlight culture, but he's putting up numbers that are undeniable. Giannis does put up numbers, and he gives you highlights there. But he's not going to win the MVP this year. These are the guys since 1950 who have averaged 30, 12, and 5. Giannis, Kareem, Wilt did it twice, Oscar did it once, and Elgin Baylor. That's it. So you haven't had this in the last 45 years, which is pretty remarkable. Actually, 50 years. 50 years since Kareem did it. But that's not enough. But he's won an MVP. He's won a title. And for some reason, it feels like, what's he have to do to win another one? And I wondered, did he get to the point where now he's competing against himself? Yeah, Marv.
Does Giannis have to pull off a 73-9 type of season where he's putting up these same numbers?
I think if he wins another title, then because do we hold quarterbacks like Brett Favre and all of his MVPs? He won one Super Bowl, and that's thanks to Desmond Howard on a kickoff return. Peyton Manning, all those MVPs, he really won one Super Bowl. But because now Giannis or any of these MVP candidates, you know, are you winning championships? Joel Embiid is not. Giannis won one. Yeah, Mark.
So Jokic, he's won the past 2 MVP awards. Are writers looking for a reason not to give him the MVP award?
I thought that. But, you know, I'm looking at the odds. DraftKings has odds on this. And they're like, he's the overwhelming favorite to be the MVP, which is fine with me. I don't want to vote against somebody because, hey, they're not exciting or they don't fit into today's highlight culture. He plays basketball. I have no problem with that. He plays at a consistently high level. His team is good in the regular season. It's a regular season award. I know we have a problem with this. It's like, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, once he won an MVP, I think they bowed out in the first round that year. But he did win an NBA championship. So that sort of validates somebody. You know, Russell Westbrook, he's not going to win another MVP. But he did have that statistical anomaly where you're going, he's doing something that hasn't been done in 60 years. Well, he's got to be the MVP. Yeah, Paul.
Right. So if Giannis shot less and passed more and got his passing numbers up, would that be better? Because Giannis, or, you know, 31, 12, and 3, if you add in steals and blocks, he's at 50.3, his total numbers.
But if he averaged 25 a game and 10 assists a game, and he was up at that triple-double with the Joker, then would we have a debate? Is that the separation here? Mr. Triple-Double Magic Johnson coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.